that the Torah tells the dramatic story of Mechiras Yosef. But the whole story would never have occurred if Yosef hadn't met a certain man. The Torah says that Yaakov sent Yosef to find his brothers, and Yosef got lost. Says the Pasuk, Vayimtzoeu ish v'neisoe v'asode v'yishaleahu ish leimar makrivakish. A man found Yosef wandering in the field. He was lost. The man asked him what he's looking for, and Yosef told him he's looking for his brothers. So the man gave him directions to help him find his brothers. If this ish were just any man, it wouldn't have been so important to mention him in the Pasuk. The fact that the Torah mentions him bechlau indicates that he must have been someone special. That's what prompted Chazal to explain, as Rashi writes, that the ish was the Malach Gavriel. By mentioning the ish, the Torah is telling us that the confrontation between Yosef and his brothers didn't happen just by chance. It was divinely ordained. HaKadosh Baruch Hu even sent a Malach to facilitate the encounter between Yosef and his brothers. What's still puzzling, though, is the language of the pasuk. Vayishaleahu ish leimar makrivakesh. The word leimar normally means to say to others. As in the pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe leimar. Hashem spoke to Moshe to say to Bnei Yisrael. What does leimar mean over here? The Malach wasn't asking Yosef to say anything to someone else. He was just asking him what he's looking for. So the pasuk should have said, Vayishaleahu ish makrivakesh. Why does the pasuk hear the word leimar? The Kotzker Rebbe explained al pidrush that the Malach was giving Yosef a very important message. Yosef was about to embark on a difficult journey. He was going to be thrown into a pit, left there to die. Then he'd be lifted out of the pit, only to be sold into slavery, to be taken against his will down to Mitzrayim. There he'd be thrown into jail after being falsely accused of trying to seduce his master's wife. And finally, he'd become the viceroy of Mitzrayim, second only to Paro. The next 22 years of Yosef's life were going to be full of ups and downs, with many difficult twists and turns. How does a person remain true to his principles through such a long ordeal? How can someone go through such trauma and remain strong in his Yiddishkeit and not give in to despair? How can someone be as successful as Yosef eventually was and not be corrupted by his wealth and his power? That's what the Malach was telling Yosef. That the only way he'd be able to overcome all of the challenges and temptations that he'd face in life is by constantly asking himself one question. Matavakesh. What do you want in life? What is your goal? What is your mission? Only by constantly reminding himself of his beliefs and his values and his commitment to Torah, only by staying focused on his mission in life would Yosef be able to succeed in all of the tests that he faced. The Malach wasn't telling Yosef to say anything to someone else. He was telling him to constantly say to himself, to constantly ask himself, Matavakesh, what are my goals? What am I supposed to accomplish in life? This is a lesson that's just as relevant to us as it was to Yosef. We all face different challenges in life, even while we're still here at yeshiva, but especially after we leave yeshiva. The professional work environment at large often runs counter to a Torah perspective. And it's difficult to remain strong in our Torah hashkafa, to keep focused on what's important in life, not to be drawn into the values of secular society. It's not easy. How do we do it? How can we succeed at this impossible task? One way is to constantly ask ourselves, Matavakesh, what is my goal? What do I want to accomplish in life? Is my goal to achieve personal satisfaction? Material success? Am I driven to make as much money as I can? Is that my goal? Or maybe is my goal to be Marbek for Shamayim in the world? To become a vehicle for Kiddush Hashem, to elevate myself and those around me. The question Matavakesh can be a game changer, because the answer to that question will determine how we live our lives, how we do mitzvos, how we spend our free time, how we interact with other people, whether we act with integrity, with honesty, with derech eretz, how do we speak to others, to our non-Jewish co-workers. What do we say? What do we not say? How do we behave? If our goal in life is to find pleasure, to satisfy our own desires, then the world can be a very dangerous place, spiritually. But if our goal is to be marbe kvod shamayim in the world, if our goal is to be the best Avdei Hashem we can be, there's no limit to the heights that we can reach. Shabbos.